1888.
Folks, we're live on Capitol Hill for another of our special broadcasts of What's on Your Mind from Washington, D.C. Along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, I am Scott Hennen, and we welcome your phone calls at 800-228-0550-701. 258-0550. And we have kind of a busy program today. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will be here. We're going to chat with some folks from the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. They are they're up on Capitol Hill, chat with members of the North Dakota and South Dakota congressional delegation about issues important to the credit union. And we thank them for their sponsorship, by the way, of our broadcast. We'll talk with them just a little bit about the issues of the credit union and how you go about just talking one-on-one with your member of Congress. So look forward to that. And also, of course, it is Wednesday, so that means Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here, and we'll chat about anything you want to talk to the congressman about. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall, so we do that every Wednesday, and you can call on any and all issues. A lot of things in the news that we'll be tackling today on the program, especially related to, obviously, energy things that are going on. An agency, the United States government, has now ordered oil by rail shippers to test North Dakota cargo. So as much commerce is going on, we seem to have kind of a good-sized target on our back here. They're also looking... this is kind of an interesting story that came out yesterday. The administration is looking for ways that the federal government could spur investment to improve infrastructure for transporting oil and natural gas supplies around the country. That's from the Energy Secretary. I am always of the school that just because, you know, an administration does a lot of things that you disagree with, Obamacare, cuts to the military, I could go down a pretty long list here, right? I mean, the executive orders. There's a lot of things that myself and I know from our audience, we hear that you disagree with about the Obama administration. But you know what? What is that about a blind squirrel finding a nut every now and then? I mean, you give them credit when they come up with a good idea. And the idea of focusing investment in infrastructure that would take, for instance, North Dakota energy, coal, oil, natural gas, and get it to larger population centers and doing a incentive program that would spur investment, pat them on the back. Great idea. And I wish they'd do more of it. I don't understand why they don't, for instance, say, how much do we have in mineral rights on federal lands? What could that do to the economy if we just took 20% that are now off limits and said we're going to expedite it? What if we took the permitting process on federal lands, which, by the way, now is 6 months, versus on the state level in North Dakota, I think it's around 15 to 18 days for the permitting process. Same oil, same gas, same coal, you know, right? I mean, it's just how these things happen at the state level versus how they happen at the federal level with the same footprint. Just a matter of who actually owns it is incredible. They could do a lot of things like this. They really could. So anyway, that's a good one that I think it really makes a lot of sense. President Obama's coming to St. Paul, Minnesota, and all we know is he'll be focusing on transportation. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann will join us tomorrow on the program, and we look forward to chatting with her a little bit about the president's visit to Minnesota and what he proposes. So those are just a couple of things that are in the news. So I see the dollars continue to pour into the great state of North Dakota through January. The North Dakota biennium revenues are up. You ready for this? Nearly $300 million. Unbelievable what's going on there. North Dakota leading the nation in household income growth from 2001 to 2013. That, I'm sure, surprises no one. So really some incredible stories. A couple of goofy things here in the news, too. Do you know what an airsoft pistol is, Todd? I know we have a photo of you here along with us in Washington, D.C. When we can't bring Todd, we bring a photo of him. And he's holding a rifle in it, so the photo scares some people.
I'm holding a prop, but whatever.
Yeah. But I know you know the gun game. What is an airsoft pistol exactly?
I don't know the gun game. That's not a gun. It's a prop.
Yeah. It's a toy, right?
It's a toy. So it's a piece of wood with a piece of iron on it. Beyond that, I couldn't, you know. No, I'm sorry. I don't know guns very well.
So a youngster.
The world's a safer place for that, too, by the way.
A youngster brings an airsoft pistol to a North Dakota school, and now he's in trouble. Do you think that's a little silly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because that it's probably just as harmful as that piece of whatever I'm holding, which you can, by the way, for those of you playing the home version of the What's in Your Mind game, you can see online on our social media and KFYR.com and stuff. You know, if you can't even hold your fingers up looking like a gun without getting in trouble in this day and age.
Isn't that dumb? I think that's dumb, and I'm curious what you think. I'll give you some particulars on this situation with the youngster at the Fargo school, but really it seems corny to me. Anyway, those are some headlines, but we ask the question, what's on your mind? We even named the show What's on Your Mind because we want to know. So if you want to talk about those issues or any others, and if you have a question or comment for Congressman Kevin Cramer you'd like to get in early, you can do that now. He'll be here next hour, 855-200-1776. Senator Heidi Heitkamp at the bottom of this hour. We recorded that interview yesterday but took your questions from Facebook, so we have your questions for her coming up in just a little bit as well. And growers, producers, especially folks that are spitting nails mad right now trying to get grain to market, which is not an easy feat. We did get some answers on that issue from Senator Heitkamp. She'll join us here coming up in a little bit. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Karen in Fargo is first to go. What's on your mind this morning, Karen? Thank you for listening.
You mentioned about a week ago that you thought Kevin Cramer had put an amendment limiting the the conservation part of the farm bill, and I would like you to ask him to go ahead and tell us the details of that.
Yeah, here's what you're talking about, Karen, if I understand your question correctly. In the farm bill, unfortunately, because it was popular in the United States Senate and there was not enough, farm state Republicans to trump other Republicans and Democrats in the Senate who wanted conservation compliance tied to crop insurance. And it worries a lot of farmers. In fact, I've heard growers say that, you know, almost be better off with no farm bill than a farm bill with conservation compliance tied to crop insurance. It's really bad. So now that it's in there, even though we didn't want it in there, and by the way, Congressman Cramer managed to keep it out of the House version, but it was in the Senate version, and what came out of the what they call the conference committee and ultimately went to the president was a version that included it. And this is very bad for North Dakota producers. In fact, I had one producer tell me on this program, which I thought was a great line, I don't want tree huggers in the cab of the combine with me. And essentially that's what it is. And tree huggers, obviously a slang term for radical environmentalists who really, don't understand that producers in the Dakotas and Minnesota, they care far more about the land that is their livelihood than some green activist utopian person sitting somewhere on a corner with a sign protesting things. Your question is, how do we now go about limiting the damage from that being in there? And there has been a legislation on the implementation and limiting what they can do. And I don't know exactly where that's at, but it's a good question, and we certainly will ask.
Yeah, well, I'm glad there's a farm bill, but I just wanted Kevin Cramer to explain his efforts on that the farm bill has too much conservation in it.
Yeah, and again, he's not saying there's too much conservation in it. What he's saying is conservation compliance should not be tied to crop insurance. All right, it's sort of like I'll use the energy analogy I usually use. There's a lot of opponents of fracking, of flaring, of everything else. Which, by the way, flaring the industry doesn't like. Nobody likes to take a commodity and flare it and waste it. Okay, it's just a matter of getting the infrastructure ahead of it. I use an analogy like this: if you have a $100 bill, $90 of the $100 bill is the value of the oil. $10 is the value of the gas. So you can't throw away the 90 to save the 10. So what you have to do is get the infrastructure ahead of it to capture all 100. Because if you got a $100 bill, you don't want to waste $10 of it, but you also don't want to give up $90 of it. Okay. So that's what's happening there. But the opponents of fracking and flaring and these other things. And by the way, fracking, there's not one demonstrated case anywhere of ever doing anything to harm the drinking water. But opponents, Karen, use it to get to a different means. They're not about, they're not worried about the water. They want to shut down the oil industry. Okay?
Yeah.
They're not worried about the waste in natural gas. What they want to do is not have natural gas because it forwards their utopian green agenda, and which, by the way, would be an unbelievable detriment to the economy.
Natural gas is the future, so I hope that they can go ahead and solve that flaring problem.
Yeah, well, I think everything's the future when it comes to energy. In other words, we need everything. We need natural gas. We need oil. We need, the wind provides a role. The renewable fuels provide a role. If you go out and look at our energy needs in this country, just the basic curve of what we use now versus what we'll use 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years from now, we need every single energy resource, and that's my point. The opponents want to shut it down in the name of advancing a green agenda, which will shut down the economy of the United States. But we'll ask the conservation question for Kevin for you coming up later. Thanks, Karen.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
If it's time for a hurricane-force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. What is on your mind today? Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And you can also weigh in on our Facebook page. We're going to chat with Senator Heidi Heitkamp coming up here in just a little bit. We did record the interview yesterday at Senator Heitkamp's office. And by the way, when I walked out of the office, I see Senator Al Franken, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Senator John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, Congressman Colin Peterson, and I'm thinking, Hoffman, does this happen? So, I mean, you had all of the North Dakota and the Minnesota congressional delegation, Western Minnesota at least, in Congressman Peterson's case. And then you had Fargo City Commission member Tim Mahoney. You had Pat Zavarol, the city administrator of Fargo. You had Daryl Vanio from the Cass County Commission. You had the new mayor of Moorhead, as well as Michael Redlinger, the Moorhead city city administrator. And it was quite a historic meeting yesterday, all talking about flood protection yesterday and funding, obviously. But not very often you get that group all in one room. But quite a historic meeting that took place right after our interview with Senator Heitkamp. By the way, I want to thank our sponsor for our special Capitol Hill broadcast this week. And that is the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. You know, the credit unions across the Dakotas have been serving their members for nearly 100 years, providing them with a member-owned, not-for-profit alternative to traditional banking. Credit unions are different. That's a story you've heard us tell before here on the program, because unlike banks that generate profits for a few investors, Dakota credit unions return their earnings back to their members here at home. And that comes back in the form of lower rates and also reduced fees. Credit unions know their members and have an appreciation for what makes the local services great. Family, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, and the freedom to make local decisions. If you're a credit union member, you already know that. You already know the credit union difference. If you're not a credit union member, visit asmarterchoice.org, asmarterchoice.org, to see which Dakota credit union can show you the advantage of a credit membership. They, being the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, are up in Washington, D.C. this week as well, and we're going to chat with them about their issues and lobbying their members of Congress here a little later on in the program. So look forward to that as well. I do not know who the next caller is. Dan, you're going to have to tell me that name because it's not showing up on my list here. So get me the name there, and we'll get that caller on the air as soon as I know who I'm chatting with. As I mentioned, Senator Heitkamp will be here at the bottom of the hour, and Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour. And if you have questions or comments for Congressman Cramer and you want to get those in now, you can at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Okay, Len in Bismarck wants to talk about the Farm Bill. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Len.
Hi, Scott. Regarding the new Farm Bill, you know, sometime this year, and at the longest, a few years out, we're going to face a crisis here because of this budget deficit and of however many trillion dollars we're in debt in this country. And with that as a backdrop, I have little sympathy for a guy standing out there with his palms out with this farms program and bitching about having to comply with a few conservation rules. I mean, I think the taxpayers deserve that, and I think it's pathetic, and I hope that no farmer takes this huge subsidy and buys his own insurance like the rest of us. I'm a retired civil engineer. I never had the government buying my insurance.
You know, everything you're saying, I understand the sentiment of it, because you sit there and say, I mean, I'm in the radio business, right? And we have two radio stations, one in the Bakken, one in Fargo-Moorhead, and we provide programming for clear channel stations across North Dakota, like this particular program, What's on Your Mind. And do I have a subsidy? Do I have? No. But I also don't. I also don't provide a product that is sold in a world market, as is the case with the farmers. And so I understand your sentiment, and I think the one value that you really can look post 1994 forward, after the Republican takeover of Congress and the 104th Congress to now, you know, there has been more free market principles every single Congress that have been implemented as part of the farm program. But in my view, it is much about security as it is about the arrangement with farmers, because it is a world market. If we didn't do what we did in the way of crop insurance, as an example, or some of the other things, all of a sudden you would have to rely on places around the world for your food. That would not be a good thing, in my view. I mean, do you see that argument, Lynn?
Well, with regard to security, it's the food security of largely people outside of our country, which is great. I don't have a problem with that. We feed the world. That's the way it should be. But the other side of the coin, from what you just said, is we got a lot of landowners in Minnesota or around the lakes with lake cabins that are having to redo their wells. We have a lot of lakes that are dead in Minnesota from nitrogen runoff from farming. And so, you know, we need to understand that there's two sides to every story, and not every element of our society can get a subsidy that's stolen from our future grandkids. I mean, we need to start understanding that today and doing something about it this year instead of everybody standing with their hands out.
Right, but again, I think farming and specifically the farm program has changed immensely from the days of, you know, just waiting for a check to show up in the mailbox. It's a different game that has changed completely. But, you know, the crop insurance program that you criticize, different argument altogether. And I get that, you know, other industries don't have it, but there's a reason for that that is tied to security. And I'm not talking about food for the world, although that's important. I'm talking about food for us, Lynn. I'm talking about, the fact that the commodities are growing here. Here is a security issue for us in where we get our food, whereas if a farm program didn't exist, that could not be guaranteed in a world market, and that is a security issue. But appreciate your call.
Yeah, I like farmers, and in fact, I love farmers, and I want them to keep their dignity.
All right. I didn't get the sense when you're talking about lakes being shut down from nitrogen that you loved farmers, but I'll take it at your word. Linda Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Linda. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Scott. I was just wondering, this doesn't have anything to do with egg, but I was wondering if you could just ask Kevin Kramer and Heidi Heitkamp what they're planning on doing with the health care system.
We certainly will ask a specific question on the health care system would be what?
No, get rid of it. or if they're... You know, if they can do anything about it, because it's costing everybody so much money.
Now, when you said to get rid of the health system, I assume you mean get rid of the current legislation on the what's wrongly named the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare.
Yes, Obamacare. Yes, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes.
All right, now two things I would tell you, Linda. One, we taped our interview with Senator Heitkamp, and Obamacare did not come up. So I want to just warn you in advance we didn't get to that. Last time she was on the program, she was on for an hour. Better than half the program was on Obamacare, and she defended it, which surprised me. And said most of the criticism was coming from people that were partisan. Basically, they didn't like Obamacare because they were of a different political party than the president. I don't get that sense. I get the sense people are upset because they were made a promise. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. If you like your health care plan, you can keep it. And unfortunately, more and more, that's not the case. People in North Dakota have lost their health insurance as a result of Obamacare. But I'll add that to the list for her next time, and certainly we'll get an update on the Obamacare fund from Congressman Kramer. And if you'd like to call back, you sure can in a half hour. Speaking of Senator Heitkamp, she will join us when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial, friends.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Office of Senator Heidi Heitkamp today. We get a chance to catch up with the senator on what's on your mind. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking, Scott.
Is this fun, this crazy schedule of yours here in the United States Senate?
Fun is not a word I've ever used to describe this job. Engaging, you know, it's a great honor. And occasionally I have a little fun, but mainly what we try and do is get to work every day and actually accomplish something. And a lot of days I describe it this way. I say I get up in the morning and I run as fast as I can. At the end of the day, I turn around, and some days I don't think I've made much progress. So that's frustrating.
I was out here with the North Dakota Broadcasters Association, and we obviously were chatting with you about issues for broadcasters, but, you know, we're meeting up with Barley folks, and we're meeting up with, you know, flood fighters from Fargo and Cass County. We're meeting, I mean, is it always like this? Is it just a constant, potato guys are in town?
You know what? It's seasonal. The spring is always the time, especially for the ag groups, because otherwise they're in the field. This is their time to come to town, and now that we've passed the Farm Bill, talk about implementation issues, talk about what we need to do moving forward, what lessons did we learn from this Farm Bill in terms of advocacy, and how do we need to prepare for the next one? I mean, I don't think you let any daylight happen between this one and wait. I think you start thinking about where we will be 5 years from now. So it's my favorite part, which is North Dakotans coming to town and having a chance to sit down and find out what their issues are, because I think it's just an excellent opportunity to serve the state better.
Let's talk about a couple things. Obviously, there's been a lot of issues related to rail in the news. Rail safety agreement recently where the railroad said, yep, we agree with this. We're going to slow down in some of the major cities. And also some real concerns with shippers, especially on the ag side. Let's deal with the rail safety side. We're making progress?
Yeah, I think the MOU has been a big step forward. I don't think that it ends the discussion. There's some things that haven't been talked about much in the popular media, things like positive train control that I think are essential overall to a better, safer train rail system. But I think that we have everybody in the room talking about the right issues. And it's not just about the tank cars. That's one of the resistant points. And I know, Scott, you've been at the meetings where I consistently say, this is not just rail cars. That's a big part of it. But we need to take a look at routing. We need to take a look at speed. We need to take a look at the security of the track and the testing of the track. We need to take a look at first responders, the whole gamut of issues that are going to do the appropriate things to protect the public. And so we're pushing on the federal agencies to initiate and complete their rulemaking on tank cars, but also on classification and categorization of the Bakken crude itself. And I think we've made great progress there. The industry sat down with PHMSA and talked about a process to test it. My frustration is, you know, you can't have an agency say it's this and the industry say it's that. This is not a subjective determination. This is an objective determination. It can be determined by chemists. So let's just get it done. Let's figure that piece out. And so they put together kind of a matrix of how they're going to do the testing, and where they're going to do the testing. And I think once that's agreed to, we're going to see, some testing results. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, Bakken crude is this or that. And I said, you know, none of us know that until it's tested. So let's make our decisions based on facts.
You mentioned positive train control. That was an issue I was really surprised to learn about in that meeting that you were part of in Fargo with the BNSF officials that is being really held up by the FCC over permitting. And I've had other listeners call and say it's a union thing, that the unions are very much against it. What is the holdup there in your...
No, that's absolutely not true. The unions aren't against positive train control. This is a process piece that the FCC has to go through. And ironically, they have to get approval from every potential tribal interest. And to me, that just seems to be a way overreach on regulation. And so this isn't about unions. This is about making sure that federally recognized stakeholders, including all the Indian tribes, have weighed in and had a role in this decision. But the point is that they have not. I don't think that the FCC has not amped this up and made this the priority issue. And we're pushing on that end as well, because, you know, you can sling the arrows at the railroad industry, but they have been trying very, very hard to get the attention of the FCC and get this done.
Let's talk a little bit about traffic on the rail. I hear from a lot of growers that feel like oil's a priority and they're getting the shaft, and that's one of the reasons they're having a heck of a time getting their products to market. I mean, is oil a priority as far as the railroad's concerned right now, or is it just a matter of just too much traffic on the rail?
No, I think what you have is you have a situation where oil's going to flow out of those wellheads. It's going to move into central storage, you know, which can only hold so much, and then it's got to go somewhere or you're shutting in wells. And so there's an emergency or an urgency to moving the oil. And there's so much oil now that is moving that wasn't on the rails 3 years ago. And so, you know, when you look at this, you say the grains in storage will move the grain in a timely way before they need that storage again, but we've got to move this oil. And so I would say I agree with ranchers and farmers that are saying, look, we think that the priority is being given to oil tank cars. And you know, without saying they agree with me, they didn't disagree with me when I talked about that in the meeting, that you said we're not going to shut in wells. And to me, what that meant is that at a certain capacity, they can slow it down, the oil movement, but they cannot move oil in a timely way because they'll be shutting in wells, which will have serious financial consequences to a whole lot of other folks. And what we impressed upon the industry is that, you know what? You're having serious financial consequences to our producers by making them store it or making them ship it in alternative ways, which may be more costly than shipping on the rail. Heard a story today about the malting plant basically trucking malt at a loss just to keep customers. And that's not fair to them. I mean, they've been long-term customers for a lot of years. They ought to be treated with appreciation.
Do you see a fix in mind here with the additional locomotives and trains and the, what is it, $5 billion in additional investment from BNSF? Will that fix it?
You know, the railroad is in kind of the same situation as Western North Dakota, you know, being a little behind the eight ball in infrastructure development. And so I think those commitments and that level of investment is very impressive, but it also isn't going to happen tomorrow. And so what I asked for, was the schedule on when they're going to start moving grain, when they're going to start accommodating the concerns and the interests of our ag producers, and we're waiting to find out.
Let's talk a little bit about the EPA. You have the administrator coming out, which is a big coup, to get her in the state, see firsthand Gina McCarthy. I mean, it's hard to describe the EPA as anything other than just full-out, combative with the energy industry in North Dakota. You disagree with that, and what do you hope the visit will accomplish?
Well, what I hope the visit will accomplish is her sitting down and not hearing from a politician, you know, or an advocate like the delegation, but hearing directly from people who do this for a living, whether whether it's generating electricity or whether it's, you know, producing crude oil or whether it's sequestering CO2 in the one-of-a-kind, you know, facility we have at Dakota Gas where we're managing CO2 in a way that we think can be a model for the future, to just kind of have her understand that she can't make these decisions in a vacuum and they can't just listen to one side. They've got to listen to the producers. They've got to listen to the miners. They've got to listen to our folks in our energy industry in North Dakota. And what I hope will happen is a better understanding of the challenges that we have. You know, in conjunction with this, we're going to be doing in a week a clean coal symposium. And what we're going to do is try and examine where all of the projects are right now. Where is the commercial projects as well as the experimental projects on carbon sequestration? Because what's happening right now is the standards that are being set, that were set in the new source performance standards, and we're concerned about existing source performance standards, are unrealistic and unachievable. And that is not something that's legal under the Clean Air Act. And so we're trying to get education in this town about what those processes are. And as long as the courts are going to continue to give EPA jurisdiction over carbon, we're going to have to deal with this issue.
We're talking to Senator Heidi Heitkamp today on What's on Your Mind, live from Washington, D.C., in our special broadcast brought to you in part today, by the way, by the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, and we thank them for making this broadcast possible. Specifically on the EPA administrator, do you think that North Dakota is sort of an inconvenient truth for the EPA? In other words, you have clean air, you really have no issues with fracking, and they continue to try and find places around the country fracking. I mean, it makes their arguments a lot harder to do all the additional regulatory bureaucracy and rulemaking, doesn't it?
Well, the one thing I will tell you about fracking is the EPA did issue a report, and this is on my recollection, so bear with me a little bit, but on Pennsylvania and Ohio and that area, and said there wasn't any environmental consequences to fracking. Got absolutely, you know, pushback from the environmental side. And what I always find so interesting is when a report gets issued like Keystone, where, by experts saying there's no carbon impact or on fracking, you know, all those people who say it should be science-based or evidence-based, they don't want to listen to that evidence because it doesn't fit with their philosophy. And that's really the problem of all this, is it needs to be fact-based. We need to be realistic. And so do I think that there is a level of hostility against coal that is irrational in this country, not just from EPA? I tell you, yes. And do I think that is incredibly dangerous for the future of our energy and available, redundant, and reliable sources of electricity? Absolutely, yes. And so we need to go slow, and we need to be vigilant, because redundancy of electricity and availability of this of electricity, which is really almost as essential to life in as we know it as water, that is a key and essential component, and we do it so well in North Dakota. And I think every challenge that our industry has been given, our utility industry has been given, and the Clean Air Act has been met or achieved or exceeded when we're given enough time to develop the technologies. But we live in a real world. We don't live in the imaginary world of making up numbers when there's no science behind them. And EPA is supposed to be a science agency, and that's one of the messages that we're going to send loud and clear.
I'm going to keep you on time here. We only have a couple of minutes left, so I'll just go into a lightning round on your thoughts on a couple of issues. One, the minimum wage thing is quite a battle out here right now. Are you in favor of a hike?
I am. I'm in favor of a hike, and I know that'll disappoint some of your listeners, but I will tell you this, that the minimum wage at that level is less than $22,000 a year. You tell me a family that can live on $22,000 a year. And, you know, everybody's talking about maintaining family values, and, you know, part of that is time with family. And when people have to work two, three jobs, a current minimum wage, which is $7.25, is a little bit over $15,000 a year. That's working full time, 40 hours a week. You know, that's not surviving. In Fargo, North Dakota, they do a study called Making Ends Meet, and it's done by NDSU Extension.
That is Senator Heidi Heitkamp. We're going to finish her answer on the minimum wage hike on the other side of the break, and also get to a couple of your questions for her. Plus, chat with our friends from the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. And next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer, all coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to nessetconsulting.com.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
In Washington on Capitol Hill today with a special broadcast brought to you in part by the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, and we thank them very much. They're on Capitol Hill as well, over 50 members that are storming the members of Congress today, and we're going to talk with them a little bit about that coming up in just a minute. In the meantime, I want to finish our interview with Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and before the break we asked her specifically about whether or not she supported a minimum wage hike. She said she does and is explaining why. So let's continue that chat.
I'm in favor of a hike, and I know that will disappoint some of your listeners, but I will tell you this, that the minimum wage at that level is less than $22,000 a year. year. You tell me a family that can live on $22,000 a year. And, you know, everybody's talking about maintaining family values. And, you know, part of that is time with family. And when people have to work two, three jobs, a current minimum wage, which is $7.25, is a little bit over $15,000 a year. That's working full-time, 40 hours a week. You know, that's not surviving. In Fargo, North Dakota, they do a study called Making Ends Meet, and it's done by NDSU Extension. And they basically say, what would it take for a single mom with two kids, you know, paying these bills, just eking out a living, what would it take for her to make? It's over $20 an hour to just make it, and make ends meet. So when people evaluate this, understand that this is not a lot of money. And I know there's been reports that there'll be job losses. I'm less persuaded by those, but again, I haven't had a chance to read them. But to me, this really is about paying for the dignity of work.
A couple questions from our listeners. One, what do you think of the executive order pushed by President Obama bypassing you and your colleagues in Congress? Do you agree with that approach? And if not, what do you do about it?
I don't agree with anyone doing anything that's not constitutional. You know, the president has an absolute right to exercise his constitutional authority, but when he exceeds that line, he's done a wrong thing for the country, and I think we're going to be watching very closely that he doesn't exceed that line.
Another one from one of our listeners. This is back to campaign mode. Do you still think Obama is amazing?
I just love that. You know, I think everybody saw me say it over and over and over again.
A million times.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, one thing that I will tell you is I think that this administration has not connected with people in a way that they need to connect with people. And one of the things that I said during the campaign, and I meant, was that he promised that he was going to bring the country together, and I see the country further polarized. And I think those, in the end, are two of the biggest disappointments of his administration.
Last quick question. A lot of folks have trouble with mail right now, and I know this is a hot button issue with you. You got to go, but I want you at least to put in a plug on any stories you want shared on your website. Right?
Oh yeah, we have a website called Fix Our Mail. You just go out on the Senate webpage, click on Fix Our Mail. People have been sending us a lot of stories. We are sharing all of these stories with U.S. Postal Service. This is one of the things that makes me angriest, because it is completely fixable if you have good management, and I'm not convinced we have good management at the post office.
Thanks, Senator.
You bet. Thank you.
Senator Heidi Heitkamp, enjoyable conversation. Of course, got a few of your questions that came from Facebook as well, and obviously she will be joining us as well in the coming weeks and months to be able to take your questions or comments. Last time she was on, she agreed to do that. So appreciate that conversation. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour. Right now, continuing our conversation with some folks that are up here storming Capitol Hill, talking to their members of Congress. And they are from the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Robbie Thompson is here. And Robbie is the president and CEO. How are you?
I'm doing very well today. How are you?
Very good. Steve Davis is here back with us as well. Steve with Capital Credit Union and also chair of the Credit Union Association of Dakotas. Steve, good to see you. Appreciate you being here.
Oh, absolutely. Honored to be here. Thank you.
So you're going to go up on Capitol Hill today and talk with the members of the congressional delegation from North and South Dakota. How do you approach your members of Congress? What do you say?
We sure are. We're excited about the opportunity. And truly, it's been our experience with our congressional delegation. They're generally interested. They truly care about their constituents in North and South Dakota. As credit unions, our membership is probably about 460,000. That's a good base of their constituency. And they want to hear the story, and ours is a good story. And they're always very open because they want to understand the impact that things are having to our members, to their constituents.
And obviously the members of Congress probably schooled up on the differences between credit unions and banks pretty well, and knowing of the arena you're playing, Robbie, but I don't know that many consumers are, right? I mean, this is a constant education effort on part of the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas about what makes credit unions different. Tell our listeners.
Yeah, it really is. That's always a challenge to try to get those points across and to really talk about the differences in the financial institution. And really one of the biggest differences is our philosophy. Our philosophy as credit unions is people helping people. It's about people coming together as a cooperative We are like other cooperatives that are so successful in North Dakota that we let them bring their funds together and find ways to give great products and services from the loan perspective. Plus, you also get to be a member. You get to have a voice. You get to have the ability to be on the board of directors. You get to be able to be part of something and help it grow and help it be successful. And what you get back from that is, you know, the really good rates on your loans, really low fees, and just great customer service. Our people are so nice. I think we all hear so often about they come into the credit union and they just the members are you know they're treated like family.
When Congressman Kramer gets here, we don't have much time left in this segment, but I'd like to talk a little bit about the regulatory burden that U.S. credit unions put up with and what that means to a consumer. I mean, I think we disconnect that sometimes. We just think, well, yeah, that's regulations and that's what businesses have to do. Well, ultimately, that affects the consumer. So I want to talk a little bit about that. We're up against a break. We'll do that on the other side of the break, okay?
Great.
Stay tuned. Steve Davis, who's with the Capital Credit Union out of Bismarck, and of course, branching out also now in Fargo and many other locations throughout North Dakota, and Robbie Thompson, who is the president and CEO of the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, our sponsor today. Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.